The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Christina. How are you?
I'm well. I'm really looking forward to Thanksgiving. That's all about food.
Yes, it is. But everything in advance of Thanksgiving is all about cleaning up and just all kinds of other things. So what about some fast cleanup tips for the holidays?
Okay, well, hopefully some of these tips will help folks cut down on the cleanup time after the big Thanksgiving meal. For instance, use triple-duty cookware. That's the stuff that you can take from oven to table and to freezer.
All right. Now, if you use fewer dishes, of course, you'll have less to wash.
Exactly. And another way to cut down on dishes is to serve food in edible containers like a bread bowl or a hollowed-out winter squash, and then you can either eat those containers or compost them. And another cleanup tip is to double or triple line your garbage bags. That way, once you toss a trash bag, there's another one waiting for action. And an oldie but a goodie, but line your turkey roasting pans with a heavy-duty aluminum foil, or maybe cook your bird in a bag. And then once you pour the drippings into the pot for the gravy, you can just toss the liner and the pan is clean.
What about that ever-growing sink of dishes, though?
Yeah, the sink capacity gets overladen pretty quickly because of all the pots that need to soak, and usually that's at the start of the meal. And so that makes it difficult to rinse the other dishes as you go and before putting them into the dishwasher. So instead of using the sink for soaking, you could use a small trash can or something similar, some sort of vessel, and fill it with soapy water in your dirty pots, put it in a mudroom or another out-of-the-way place, and then wash them when you're ready.
Good tip. Rugs and other things, of course, are going to get spills on them. What can you do about those?
That's a good question. Some common things that you're likely to spill or going to get spilled by a guest is wine on the carpet. So dab it with a bit of hydrogen peroxide mixed with a few drops of dish detergent and just blot it with a clean cloth. And then another common stain is water stains on wood furniture. And you can actually get rid of them with a dab of white toothpaste, not the gel, but the regular toothpaste, and then just rub in the direction of the grain of the wood.
All right, interesting. Now, what about the fridge? How can you best organize it?
Well, I think if you have a plan of attack before the holidays, for instance, clean it out before Thanksgiving so you can start with a fresh slate. And if possible, you want to designate a shelf just for the Thanksgiving food. So the shelf should be empty when you start your meal and end up filled with all the leftovers when you're finished.
So what are some other tips about the fridge?
Well, give your prime fridge space to priority items. And what I mean by prime fridge space is that's the center, middle of the rack, often at eye level, depending on your fridge configuration. And that's where you want to put your leftovers after Thanksgiving so they get eaten, which usually isn't a problem for me anyway. But then throughout the year, the prime space can be where you keep your healthy snacks, and then they're sort of front and center, top of mind.
So what if your fridge is overflowing? How do you just fit everything?
I think the best thing is to eliminate stuff, and I think you'd be surprised. There's a lot of things you don't need to actually refrigerate. Ketchup, vinegar, jam, even mayonnaise and butter don't need to be refrigerated. You can put them in a pantry. And other items might surprise you. Tomatoes, they get mushy faster when they're cold. Onions soften in the fridge, plus all your other food might smell like an onion. Honey gets too thick in the refrigerator. And even potatoes, something about the way the cold temperature turns the starch into sugar, and it can flavor them in a different way. So all those items can go outside of the fridge.
Thank you, Christina. For more tips, you can visit houselogic.com/radio. You follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.